This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Guy Raz. In the decades since states started to empty their mental hospitals, they've struggled to find housing for the mentally ill. In Florida, assisted living facilities have become a solution. To work in one, the state offers a special license that takes just a high school diploma and 26 hours of training. That's lower than the state requirements for a beautician. As Kenny Malone of member station WLRN reports now, this solution has created a serious problem for at least one South Florida neighborhood and the cop who patrols it.
There was a stale donut in front of me in roll call.
It's about 6 in the morning in Lauderhill, a working-class South Florida city of 70,000 people. The sun's not up yet.
No, it's still dark out.
This is about the time you'd find Officer Tom Miranda with the Lauderhill PD patrolling the Cannon Point neighborhood. Even though the morning is dark and drizzly, Miranda's wearing short shorts with his uniform. His mom says he has nice legs. His colleagues make fun of his chicken legs. But they also make fun of his affection for the characters of Cannon Point.
This darling.
A figure shuffles up to us in the dark. Miranda smiles.
Top of the morning to you.
Morning. I have to be a police out here. I've been a police for Hialeah, Westland.
Watch out for the car. Are you retired now?
I've been working for him for 50 years.
But it's about time to take
a
retirement.
Years.
One of our mental health consumers.
It might sound like condescension in Miranda's voice. It's actually compassion, derived from some very personal experiences. We'll get to that part of the story later. First, to understand Tom Miranda, you need to understand this neighborhood. Cannon Point is a one-block stretch packed with the highest concentration of mental health assisted living facilities in the state. The 8 privately run ALFs here try to help the mentally ill keep up with daily medications, get access to regular services, and live comfortably. That's the theory, at least.
911, what is your emergency?
Police average a call from Cannon Point once every 4 hours.
We have a client here.
That's 14,000 calls in the past 8 years.
A mental health client?
14,000 calls from one city block.
That's threatening to kill herself.
Did he leave on foot?
Did you slit your wrist?
Is he on his medication right now?
To make matters worse, a drug dealing culture has cropped up. Miranda says dealers call the neighborhood U Street.
U Street got
U Street has its own YouTube channel featuring videos of street fights.
She had to go get a shot.
Yes. It all comes with the territory.
Tom Miranda polices Cannon Point more than almost anyone else in the Lauderhill PD. In fact, Miranda's really the only one who wants to patrol it. He points off to a beige stucco building, the most heavily fined ALF in Florida.
This facility here, Briarwood Manor, has one of our more prominent residents. His name is Stephen King. He's not the famous book writer, but he's a famous panhandler. But he's the nicest guy you ever meet, except for when he's on crack.
To understand just how out of control Cannon Point has become, consider that the following is just one of those 14,000 calls. It's 2 years ago. Miranda responds to a call that Stephen King is holed up in his room.
And knock on the door. He knows me. I know him. And I say, Stephen. And
Stephen lets it fly.
You get the out of here, dirty pigs. He likes to use the F word a lot.
Stephen was on a crack binge. He'd stabbed another resident, punched through his television, and was bleeding everywhere.
And you just have to put on some latex gloves and just go in there and try to subdue him without getting blood in your mouth or in your eyes or whatever. But he needs help.
Residents told police that the on-duty caretaker was asleep during the whole ordeal. The incident was one of hundreds uncovered during a collaborative investigation by the Miami Herald and WLRN that found sweeping failure within Florida's assisted living industry, especially within the 1,000 facilities that cater to the mentally ill. State agents caught employees in nearly 100 homes illegally doping residents, tying them up, or locking them in isolation. Agents then caught each home committing the same violation again. Our investigation found assisted living facilities that cater to the mentally ill have twice the rate of abuse and neglect compared to homes specifically for the elderly. Nowhere are those problems more obvious than in Cannon Point. So I ask Miranda,
how did this happen?
I'm not really sure.
What's that saying? The road to hell is full of good intentions.
Earl Hahn is the planning director for Lauderhill. He says 20 years ago, the city had a grand plan to turn Cannon Point into a haven for the middle-class elderly. That's the good intention part. The road to hell bit, that was the special zoning that allowed an exceptional density of assisted living facilities into the neighborhood. Instead of homes for the elderly, mental health ALFs poured in. Hahn says someone should have noticed that the city was creating a psychiatric ward.
You know, it's hard to establish mental health facilities, and many people don't want them in their neighborhoods. And once we opened it up and we said, welcome, Waccamaw, well, of course, places that have historically have difficulty locating, they say, here we can locate without the problems.
And here's why Cannon Point isn't just a Florida problem. I talked to legal experts and academics and disability advocates. They say you can pick anywhere in the country and find some version of this, the warehousing of people with mental illness. In New York, advocates have been fighting adult homes that are bigger, they say, than some of the state institutions people are leaving. In Illinois, it's nursing homes. 15% of the nursing home population there is people with mental illness. When mixed with elderly residents, there have been problems with rape and even murder. Advocates say people with mental illness need services to help them integrate into normal society, the exact opposite of clustering people into homes, the exact opposite of Cannon Point. But from Tom Miranda's perspective, Cannon Point is at least something.
If it wasn't for these ALFs, either somebody would be on the street or they would be with a relative that can't take care of them.
But would you send your grandparent to one of these ALFs?
Like I said, sometimes you don't have a choice.
And this is what makes Miranda's story so complicated. No one knows the problems with mental health ALFs better than Tom Miranda.
He hasn't seen me in a while, so he's going to be, like, probably freaking out.
And yet, his mother, Christine, is in one. She suffers from paranoid schizophrenia.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, Tommy! Annie. Oh, I love you.
Her room smells like smoke. The bed has one sheet. The walls are bare, except for a single finger painting by one of Tom's two daughters.
And how has been precious little Abby?
She's good.
And how has been precious a little bit bigger, Skylar?
She's good.
After the visit, Miranda admits he feels guilty every time he visits his mom in that drab room.
But I know it's the only option I have. Because I can't afford to keep her where I'm living. And when she is off her meds, I have, you know, kids at home and things like that. I just can't have them grow up in that type of environment.
There's a paradox in the way Miranda fights for the neighborhood. Advocates, and quite frankly common sense, would say Cannon Point is not helping anyone. City leaders even agree. They've just passed a law to remove all ALFs from the neighborhood within 5 years, leaving Tom Miranda and others to wonder where the residents of Cannon Point will end up next. For NPR News, I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.
This is NPR.